A reading from the book of Genesis, chapter 4. Now the man knew his wife Eve, and she conceived and bore Cain, saying, I have produced a man with the help of the Lord. Next she bore his brother Abel. Now Abel was a keeper of sheep, and Cain a tiller of the ground. In the course of time, Cain brought to the Lord an offering of the fruit of the ground, and Abel, for his part, brought of the firstlings of his flock, their fat portions. And the Lord had regard for Abel and his offering, but for Cain and his offering he had no regard. So Cain was very angry, and his countenance fell. The Lord said to Cain, Why are you so angry, and why has your countenance fallen? If you do well, will you not be accepted? And if you do not do well, sin is lurking at the door. Its desire is for you, but you must master it. Cain said to his brother Abel, Let us go out to the field. And when they were in the field, Cain rose up against his brother Abel and killed him. Then the Lord said to Cain, Where is your brother Abel? He said, I do not know. Am I my brother's keeper? And the Lord said, What have you done? Listen, your brother's blood is crying out to me from the ground. The word of God for you, the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Can you hear it? Can you hear those voices? Can you hear the voice of Abel's blood crying from the ground? Do you smell the stench of this bloodshed? Does it nauseate you? Is it there when you close your eyes? Is it there in the silence of the night when nothing else is audible but the voice of blood? I hear it. I heard it. The blood of the murdered, the assaulted, the vulnerable. I heard it over and over again. I've heard the stomping feet of people all over the globe protesting senseless violence. I've heard the cries of mourning parents lamenting the deaths of their beloved children. I've been hearing the voice of blood since I was old enough to listen. We all have. And although we keep hearing it on the news, it is not news. Blood has cried out from the ground since the origin of humanity itself. As much as it is pressing, inevitable, and absolutely necessary to ask on this very day, why, oh why would one person kill another? It is a question as old as the world itself. Do you hear the blood crying out? It's the blood of the very first death in the Bible. And the earth we call our home is soaked in it. It is Abel's blood. We could probably use Abel's name metaphorically or as a placeholder for all those who have been put to death just as violently, but we shouldn't. Abel is not a metaphor. Abel was a man, and we ought to say his name. He was a victim, and we ought to say his name. Why? Why would one person kill another? This question cannot be answered simply with thoughts and prayers. If we are to learn anything from this story, we need to let it come close. We need to really let it sting. Therefore, let us suppose that Abel was a real man Abel had a real life. And it was not a tragedy, but it was his own brother who took it from him. The biblical text does not tell us much about this sibling rivalry. There are hundreds of later interpretations that desire to explain what caused this conflict. Was it Abel's holier-than-thou attitude that tipped Cain over the edge? Well, the text doesn't say anything about Abel's personality. A lot of interpreters have assumed that, of course, this must have been a crime of passion, and they invented the figure of Aklima, a woman that both men desired. But the text doesn't say anything about her either. As people throughout the history of humanity have kept killing each other, they also continue to come up with justifications, excuses, and explanations for murder. The murder of Abel has been attributed to anything, from jealousy for parental affection over the quarrel over land rights. But the fact is, the text tells us precious little about all of that. All of those reasons, all of those justifications to hate his brother might have gone through Cain's mind. God's voice in the text rightfully points out that sin is lurking at the door, and we are never short of reasons to go astray. However, there is only one reason the Bible explicitly states, only one source for Cain's hatred. The Lord had regard for Abel and his offering, but for Cain and his offering, he had no regard. Cain's sacrifice wasn't good enough. I recently heard the testimony of a man convicted of murder. After years of imprisonment, he reflected again on his act of violence, and he wept. There were tears, but there was no attempt of justification. No reason in the victim's behavior or their relationship. Instead, he wept over his disregard for life, his victim's as much as his own. Growing up, he was told he was not man enough by his violent father. In school, he was told that he was not smart enough. The whole world told him he was not lovable enough. His offerings found no regard. His sacrifices were not good enough. Seeing no value in his own life, he was unable to see value in anyone else's. Sounds a lot like Cain to me. Losing sight of his worth, he lost sight of his brothers as well. Am I my brother's keeper? He asked sarcastically, as to say, what is Abel to me, God? And what am I to you anyway? We are never really told why the Lord had no regard for Cain and his offering. In fact, God's continuous conversations with an angry Cain show that God cared for him nonetheless. But we know that Cain is not affirmed in that care. With no comprehension of the reason for his judgment, all Cain is told is that his sacrifice is not sufficient. How often do you tell your loved ones, your spouses, your children, your friends, your colleagues, that their sacrifice is not sufficient? How often are you told that your sacrifice is not sufficient? Sin is lurking at the door, and there are many reasons to lose sight of a person's worth, not rarely our own. There are many excuses for dismissing a person's humanity. There are many motives for murder, but don't let them fool you, because all of them demonstrate an utter disregard for the value of human life. Listen, said God to Cain. "Listen, your brother's blood is crying out to me from the ground. Your brother had a soul. His life had a worth. His death has a sting. Feel it. Hear it. Listen." But to us for whom it is not too late yet, God also says, "Be still and listen." Listen not only to the blood crying out from the ground, but listen to your sibling's blood rushing through their veins. They have a name. They have a soul. Their life has a worth. See it. Hear it. Listen. Amen.